Blog Talk Radio. You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and today on the line we have Mr. John Dilemma. Did I pronounce that right, sir? Hello, are you on the line? Dr. John, are you on the line? Okay, so we're waiting for him to come in on the line. Okay, we'll play a little bit more music as he come in. And Dr. John is a business consultant and strategy business, no, high-end business consultant and strategy business coach. We're waiting for him to come on. He should be on in a minute. We're listening to just a little bit of this particular song called Enjoying the View.
Romantic, some women can't rather have you shouting, just acting a fool. Relaxing with you, the right attitude. So secure of the girls you ignore. And if I was poor, you'd be down for sure. Cause it's not for the wealth that you dating me for. Where respect it goes both ways, and even on cold days, we gotta snuggle up to generate the warmth. And on we go out to a slow dance. You in a dress, I'm in a suit and it's golden. See, we've been chosen to share in the timepiece. Still kinda shy, so I let all my rhymes speak. And even when I'm weak, you give me that power. A mutual love, so forget all the doubters. So give me an hour to jot it on loose leaf. I look in your eyes and your soul consumes me. Enjoying the view.
Well, we're here, OPM Live, Blog Talk Radio. Mr. John, are you on the line?
Yes, I believe I just unmuted. I was on from 6:28, so I heard you saying it's awesome. We'll use that as part of our teaching tonight. When you want negative, you can mute people out. It's beautiful. It's excellent. So we're here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I kept saying, "Are you on the line?" I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I just heard my line got unmuted, so it was just must have been on mute, so all good.
Oh, okay. So how's your day been so far?
Doing extraordinary. I knew it's we're doing. What's interesting too is I promoted this interview to my list, and everyone knows that I'm like a stickler for time. One of the top seven secrets of success is always be on time, always be early. So I know people right now are on my side that promoted for listening to this interview tonight. I laugh. I'm like, oh, do we get the Lemmy? No, I was here.
Oh, it's the Lemmy. I was trying to say, I hope I did not pronounce his name incorrectly.
That's fine.
So
that's...
if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and
sure.
What you have going on.
Sure, absolutely. First off, I want to thank you for having the interview tonight, and I believe Will is the leader of the team here. That I know you reached out to my team and scheduled all this and all that good stuff. So I appreciate Will and your team and what you guys are doing with the interviews. It's excellent. So I appreciate the opportunity tonight. So thank you very much. It's excellent.
Thank you.
And so for those of you, you guys will immediately hear very quickly that I have a New York accent, as you can hear. I'm based in West Palm Beach, Florida now, but you guys will immediately, I bet you said to yourself, he's from Tennessee, right? As soon as you heard me, as soon as you unmuted me and I was able to talk, you're like, it sounds like he's from Texas or Tennessee.
No, I just knew you spoke excellent.
That's right. Extraordinary English. And as you guys will hear, obviously I have a New York accent. And I want to tell you a very, very quick story, my story, very, very quickly, because then I really want to give you guys some principles to go from ordinary to extraordinary tonight. As you will hear, obviously, as I state again, I was born and raised in New York. I'm about to be 50 years young coming up here in 2 weeks. And for my last name, Delemi, you could tell I'm obviously it's an Italian last name and born and raised in New York, so we had a stereotypical kind of Italian family, Italian lifestyle, a lot of kids, crazy people, a lot of love showing, which means when you got brothers and cousins, they tend to wrestle a lot and have a lot of fun. And my mom and my aunts were like, if there's no blood, don't call us. Long story short, at the age of four, that's 4 years of age, guys, don't pay attention. I want everyone to write down today's date. Today's date is Thursday, October 22nd, 2015. And I believe that tonight, someone's life's going to change forever. Because there's two things I know about you. You showed up tonight, which means you're willing to learn, you're willing to listen. And number two is you also have a birthday. I want you guys to write down your birthday below tonight's date. Now, my birthday was 11/5/1965, November 5th, 1965, 8:35 a.m., room 44, I was birthed. God chose me. See, God's chosen all of you. Each and every one of you listening tonight, you're chosen. You're chosen to become successful. You're not a mistake. You're a miracle. There's a purpose. There's a reason why you are listening tonight, either live or through the replay. And what occurred for me, at the age of 4, my parents started to take notice. They started to notice that I wasn't speaking. And they thought that I had a hearing issue. They took me to the hospital, Lawrence Hospital, same place I was born, and they put these big earmuffs on me. And after 30 minutes of taking a hearing test from the doctors came out and said, your son John, he hears fine. We believe that he has a speech impediment. We believe he's not speaking. He could be a stutterer. Long story short, I went to speech class for 14 years. At the age of 18, by the New York State Department of Education, I was diagnosed, a clinically diagnosed stutter and stammer. I had braces in my mouth for 7 years. They did breathing exercise. I went to speech class and reading class. Flip it forward to 49 years of age and almost 50 years of age now. I'm very humbled by this. I'm now considered one of the leading high-end business consultants, strategic business coaches, and I've authored 23-plus books. I've spoken in 31 different countries, and I've spoken in every state across America. And it's not about me tonight, guys. It's about the possibility inside all of you. What happened was at the age of 24, 20 years after I was given a doctor's report, I went out to an event. I went out to an event where I got introduced to self-development. I want you guys to write down a very key word tonight, development. See, development is the key, not help, not assistance for your mind. You got to develop your mind. Age 24, I got introduced to the world of reading self-development books. I got introduced to the first book was Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich book, which led me to then all the teachers from Earl Nightingale and Lead the Field and Dr. Dennis Waitley, and then all of the greats of self-development. Which over these last, I've been speaking and teaching now for 15 years. I've had an opportunity of sharing a stage with some of the greatest teachers out there. So just like you, I was born for a reason. And inside my problem and inside my issue was this gift that God has given me, which is to speak, to teach, to mentor, to empower individuals, to encourage them. And also, and we can use this, and I pronounce your name, Verna. Is that how I pronounce your name?
Yes, Verna with a V.
Verna, victorious Verna, you're awesome. When,
thank
you. You know, tonight earlier when you first brought me on, I could hear you. But you guys weren't able to hear me because there was a mute button on. I was muted. And I believe in life, guys, you have to mute out the fear voice. You have to mute out whoever or whatever is speaking words of doubt, indecision, or procrastination into your life. And right now, as a business consultant, every company now, and I want to repeat this, every company I'm consulting for is hiring, which means the economy is rocking. See, your financial economy simply reflects your emotional economy. See, your emotions is what people are buying, is what people are hearing. So your emotions are key. Now, for me, at age 24, I got introduced to self-development. And I started to read the right books. And I started to ignite what already existed in me, which was self-belief. God births everybody with a belief structure. So from a clinically diagnosed stutterer, to an international elite speaker. Just this past Monday, I was in a home shopping network. One of my books was featured on a home shopping network. And to go from a stuttering young kid to now, and I'm humbled. It's not about me tonight, guys. It's about your potential to live an extraordinary lifestyle. To go from a stuttering kid to home shopping network, it came down to a commitment 24 years ago when I got introduced to self-development. And I started to read and get around the right people and mute out all the nonsense. So, Verna, that's kind of my story in a few short minutes. And
Wow. I like how you added that mute and put it all in there and made it
right.
And made it work. That was really great and made it work. So how about when you developed your company, how did it come about? I mean, what brought it about?
That's an excellent question, phenomenal question. At the age of 24, when I got introduced to self-development, it was through a direct selling company. Some of you are familiar with the industry of direct selling. And I was in my family business. My family, they still have an art business today in New York. And I was in the art business from the day I was birthed, basically. My grandfather started in 1965. So I was born and raised around an art business, art gallery business, picture framing, all that good stuff. I graduated college, number two business student, still has a stammer and a stutterer, still afraid of my own shadow. I was the first one to get a college degree in my family. I was nicknamed College Boy. And I got bored. I was looking. And I answered an ad in the Herald Statesman, for those of you that may be listening from the New York State area. And I answered an ad that said, make $10,000 a month, wear tailor-made clothes, drive Mercedes-Benz. And for those of you that know anything about direct selling, that's a direct selling ad. And I went out to the event, and I never heard of direct selling network marketing ever. Long story short, that evening, what inspired me to get involved with that specific company and the industry was self-development. I went out and bought that book, and then I started to go out to their events, and I started to get more books and more cassette tapes back then. And long, long story short, over a nine-year period, I built a multiple seven-figure business. I earned over $1 million by 30 years of age. And when I found my why, when I realized that after I earned that income level and I was honored and humbled to have the ability to have a lifestyle of financial freedom, I literally went back to speech classes where kids like me were in classes to overcome their stuttering and their stammering, yet I knew it was fear. See, as all of you know, I'm the founder of the line, Faith Stands and Fear Runs, and that fear is an atmosphere, and fear becomes a lifestyle almost, and you know, whenever fear is around you, that fear will take root somewhere. For me, it took root in my speaking, and I wasn't able to speak. I was afraid. I had no confidence. I had low self-image, low self-esteem. All the components of our manic depressant, basically. And then I just started to develop my mindset and read. I became obviously very successful financially, and then I chose to say to myself, I want to go back and teach these kids how to overcome stammering. And I went back, and this was back in the year 1998, 99, 2000, and I started to teach kids how to overcome speech impediments. And I had a 100% track record. I'd go in and tell all the teachers, like, look, I just want to tell the kids my story. You have to pay me. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a counselor. I don't want any of that. I just simply want to speak to the young kids, and I could speak to them because at heart I knew where they were coming from. And then on a regular basis, I would hear the kids would always say, "Man, I wish my parents believed in me as much as you do." And I realized that the average person is not immersed in self-development. So at that point, I literally took a clipboard to a mall, and I walked down the mall. I asked them, have you ever heard of Napoleon Hill, Dr. Dennis Waitley, Og Mandino, Jim Rohn, Les Brown, which I had an opportunity of sharing a stage many times with Jim Rohn, who's passed on now. Jim Rohn was, to me, the grandfather of self-development, and Dr. Dennis Waitley, the psychology of winning one of the original teachings of self-development produced back in the early 90s. So I asked 100 people if they ever heard of these success teachers. See, when you want to learn success, you got to get taught success. You know, as a consultant, I consult with doctors, lawyers, realtors, all professional industries, yet they've never been really taught in a professional education how to become successful. So after taking that survey of 100 people and no one heard of them, I produced my first cassette tape, which was titled Find Your Why. And that was in a year, right in the beginning of the year 2001. So in 2001, I rolled out. My mission to this day remains exactly the same, to intro individuals to the most empowering content and resources available, to empower them, encourage them, and build the belief that already exists in them so they go out, so you can go out and finally achieve goals, break through limitations, and make a huge impact in the world. So I began my company teaching success, something that I achieved. I overcame stammering, stuttering, and earned over $1 million through the self-development success techniques. And then in 2001, we rolled out now 23 books later and hundreds of products. Obviously, went from cassette tapes to CDs, from CDs to MP3s, to Blog Talk Radio, and we just keep teaching and we keep speaking. And I believe every time I speak, Bernard, I believe that someone tonight is going to believe again about themselves, and that's what it's all about. So that's how I began. So I began teaching success. I love what I do. I love my students, and I learn every day. I love learning.
That's great. That is really fantastic. Because I was on that kick today. How can I go on and get started with some of the things that I'm working on? So it's really great hearing you speak. Now, if you could tell our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, or even how they can book you, you can do that at this time.
Sure. For all of you out there that would be interested in discovering more about you know what I do and hearing, you know what's exciting, Werner, for me is when you guys, and I'll give up my contact information here in another minute or two, is that when you get to know me better, you're going to hear me speak about the extraordinary success of real people. See, that's what, you know what we're dealing with, and going from ordinary to extraordinary is a little bit of extra. That's all. All it is E-X-T-R-A. It's five letters. It go from ordinary to extraordinary, because I know that's your brand, what you guys promote, which is phenomenal, is that you want to make sure that you're around people who are proven success. You know, it's like you drive by a bunch of restaurants. If the restaurant's empty, you don't go in. You go into a restaurant, and I'm very proud to say I'm incredibly proud of my students, the entrepreneurs, network marketers, doctors, realtors, lawyers, CEOs, corporate employees from all walks of life. They are now – they're having massive, massive success. So for those of you that are on the line tonight live and or on a recording that would like to get some great bonuses from me, you grab a hold of seven of my top motivational marketing teachings. You can, and it's real simple to find me, because I do many interviews I put together from a marketing perspective. Because I know you interview many people, and sometimes people give websites out and I can't understand them, and the letters are all messed up. And for those of you that are listening to this, that are speakers and trainers who are doing interviews, you want to make sure that you want to have a very simple, crisp, concise call to action. So here's my website where you guys can find me. It's www.findjohnd.com. Findjohnd.com. You want to find out where I'm at? My name is John Delemy. Delemy is way too hard to spell, especially on a smartphone, with typing away with the thumbs. Ain't going to happen. So findjohnd.com. That will go out to my main website, and you will see a boatload of videos, plus you'll see an opportunity for you to grab a hold of some of my MP3s, my motivational marketing teachings for free. Then those of you that may be driving right now and may not be able to access a website and you want to grab a hold of some bonuses, you can call or text us. Our team's available right now. You can call or text area code 561-847-3467, 561 847-3467. One more time, area code 561-847-3467. And I'd love to get to know you better. I believe that the most extraordinary years of your life are ahead for you. Going back to where we began a few short minutes ago, today's date, Thursday, October 22nd, and your birthday. There's two things I know about everyone listening right now. Is you're born a champion. One of my books is titled Champions Are Born and Losers Are Made. God only makes champions. The hospital is a champion yard, not a junkyard. Irregardless of what people said to you or about you over the years, emotional wounds can heal, but we have to mute out feeding who keep feeding pain into those, and we have to move forward to go from ordinary to extraordinary. So that's why when I teach, faith stands and fear runs. When you stand by faith, fear has to run. You stand by faith, and faith is defined as unquestioning belief. See, I have unquestioning belief about every one of you listening that the greatest years of your life are ahead for you. And we have to stand. And end is a connecting word. Whatever comes after the word end has to obey what was said before it. So when I say faith stands, then the word of obedience, which is end, okay, since I stood by faith, that means faith stands and fear runs. Fear has to run from you when you stand by faith. Back to you, Bernie. You're awesome, champion.
Oh, wow. That was fantastic. I really took that in. I received every word. That was meant for me. I'm going to say
excellent.
That word was meant for me, because I'm on that teeter-totter. I've been doing this entrepreneur thing for quite some time, and sometimes it's highs and sometimes it's lows, and in the valley, out of the valley, encouraging myself. You know, I have to do it so I can Remain. So I have to do it. I just can't give up. And I appreciate you for giving us that word today. That was awesome. Awesome. We'll have to have you back on the show, Dr. John. So
absolutely. You know what's interesting, real quick, just in 30 seconds, when my wife reached out to Will, because I'm actually not a doctor, and he put doctor on there, but what's funny is my wife has got 16 degrees. She's got a master's. She's got all these. She's been to school for, like, I make a joke about it, like, she has more degrees than a thermostat. She's awesome, my wife. And I said to her, but I do want to get a doctorate. So that was a manifestation from God speaking through that era, which is great, because I always say, I want to get a doctorate. I can sign up. She can take all my tests, and God will appreciate that. So I thank you for calling into existence, Dr. John. I appreciate it.
Wow, we appreciate you. And it's definitely been a pleasure having you on OPM Live Block Talk Radio. We will have to have you back. We didn't put a lot of time in this. Always good to talk to those that are passionate about their passion. And I appreciate you so very much in everything that you're doing. And once again, we thank you so much for being on OPM Live Block Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time tonight, and I look forward to another opportunity to share with your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We would like to thank all of our sponsors, Vimarsha Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernav@vmarshi.com. Leaving you with this, coming from Proverbs 16 through the 18th verse: how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry. And as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed. And leaving you with this, Release the Sound by Mr. John Murray.
We sanctify. We sacrifice. We give you praise.